Matt Bevan is here to take a look at what's making news around the world this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Hamish. Look, we're focusing a lot on bushfires today because of the catastrophic fire danger in New South Wales over the next couple of days. On top of the devastating bushfires, which have killed three people and destroyed more than 150 houses in that state, and with more homes additionally lost in Queensland. And our bushfire disaster is making headlines elsewhere as well around the world. But Hamish, you might remember a couple of months ago, the world's attention was on big fires in the Amazon rainforest, and overnight it seems those fires have contributed to a political crisis in Bolivia. The fires, which were spread across Brazil, Bolivia, Peru and Paraguay, were blamed on the effects of climate change, bringing a longer dry season and a hotter July and August than usual, but also on widespread deforestation for agriculture. As the fires burned in Bolivia, protesters took to the streets to blame the president, Evo Morales, for allowing deforestation for farming.
What has been done too late. So much land has been destroyed. How will this affect the world? Legislation that allows farmers to burn land needs to be repealed. Those who approved the legislation need to be punished.
Initially, President Morales was hesitant to ask for international help, saying Bolivia had the resources to deal with the problem. As the fires worsened, though, he changed his mind.
I welcome the support of the presidents of Paraguay, Chile, and Spain. We welcome any cooperation. Since Wednesday, we began managing our response. The Development Bank of Latin America says it will donate about $500,000.
So he's accepting help from nearby countries there. Morales, who has been in office since 2006, has been a long-time critic of the United States, particularly for their influence in Latin America. He advocates for socialist policies. He has raised resources taxes on the resources industry in his country to pay for social spending in order to try and eradicate illiteracy, poverty, racism and sexism. He's opposed American foreign policy goals, which has strained relations with Washington. Nevertheless, American firefighting aircraft did eventually come to dump water on the fires, and Russian planes arrived as well.
In 4 to 5 days, the Russian aircraft, an IL-79, will arrive. It can lift 50,000 liters, almost the same as the U.S. firefighting plane.
This was in the lead-up to the presidential election, where Evo Morales was running to be elected for a fourth time, despite a referendum declaring that he couldn't do that. He took it to the Supreme Court. They said that you can run again. In the midst of the bushfire crisis, he was criticised by political opponents like Rolly Aguilera Gasa, the Secretary General of Santa Cruz, the largest city in Bolivia, for his sluggish response.
That is why we cry out to our president to declare national disaster. It's not a time to think about himself. It's time to think about our country and particularly about Santa Cruz, who is part of Bolivia, and right now we are burning.
The fires were eventually brought under control around about the time that the election was held on the 20th of October. President Morales, facing an enormous amount of opposition, got 46% of the vote against two opponents, so enough to win re-election. There was a lot of opposition to his re-election, though, with many people claiming the election had been fixed. Protests broke out. They spread nationwide and intensified. The mayor of a Bolivian town, Patricia Arce, who is a member of Morales's party, was attacked.
The mayor of one small town was humiliated, dragged through the streets, doused in red paint. Patricia Arce had her hair chopped off, and she was forced to sign a resignation letter. She was eventually rescued by police.
Over the weekend, this situation has intensified considerably, with police eventually declaring that they were not going to oppose the protesters, and military generals saying that they weren't going to oppose them either.
Under the framework of democracy and the law, the armed forces guarantee union among our countrymen. Therefore, we confirm that we will never confront the people to whom we have a duty, and we will always ensure peace, coexistence, and the development of our homeland.
Over the weekend, a preliminary report by the Organization of American States found an enormous number of observed irregularities in the 20th of October presidential contest and said that a new vote should be held. Protests intensified and Evo Morales overnight has buckled.
As president, my main responsibility is to protect and preserve peace, social justice, economic stability, and the unity of all the Bolivian family. For that reason, after listening to the Workers' Trade Union Confederation, the COB, the Pact for Unity, and our other social movements, I have decided, first, to renew all the members of the Supreme Electoral Court. Secondly, to call new national elections, which will allow the Bolivian people to elect democratically their new authorities with the incorporation of new political actors.
So, could be trouble ahead for South America's longest-serving leader if he wants to stay that way, Hamish. An interesting illustration of what bushfires of a certain size can do for a political leader.
Certainly takes on a very political dimension very quickly. Matt, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Hamish.